Hey everybody, welcome to the Fabella Game Jam. We are live on three YouTube channels, an Instagram, or a LinkedIn page, and also three Twitter feeds. And today we are going to be judging the nine projects that were involved in the 2021 Game Jam. Now the Game Jam is going to be an annual event, and so if you haven't put any entries in this year, please feel free to sign up for the one next year that'll be around the same time. So with that being said, I'd like to take a minute and introduce our judges. First is Liam. You may know him from PopTel Weekly. He is sort of a voice gaming connoisseur, and he is here to give his two cents on the projects.
I am. Thank you, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here, everyone. It's a pleasure to be live with you. Big thanks to everyone watching on my YouTube as well as PopTail and everywhere else. And I'm excited to be here. This is a really cool thing that we're putting on, and it'll be cool to, you know, hand out some cool prizes. And I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be really wild. And I'm super excited to have you all here with me. Emily, shooting it over to you. Emily is a conversational designer by trait and also is a host on VoiceSpark Live. Emily, please introduce yourself to the crowd.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm super excited to be looking at all these projects and happy to be here.
Okay, and last but definitely not least is Hunter. Hunter, if you can, go ahead and introduce yourself to the crowd.
Yeah, hi. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Enabled, and I'm just ecstatic to be a part of this and really interested to see what everyone has created.
Awesome. That's great. So what we are going to do is we are going to be assigning projects a score of stars between 1 and 5. Now, you can get in between stars, so you can have 3.5. And we will then tally those up. And if a two or more projects become tied, then that's where the voting actually comes into play. So people were able to vote on these projects, give a thumbs up, give a thumbs down. And so what we wanted to do was make sure that we were giving people a chance to vote for their favorite projects as well. So just to go over some of the rules, are actually cash prizes. I wanted to talk a little bit about this. So first place, you're going to get $500 US cash and a Echo Dot fourth generation and 12 months free of the Fabella Creator software. So that is going to be the professional plan. And then second place is going to be $250, 6 months free of Fabella. And then third is going to be 3 months free and $100 US dollars. And maybe I'll speak to Santa Claus about throwing in an extra dot or something to the second and third place finishers as well. But I can't make any promises. It's too close to Christmas Eve right now. So with that being said.
So does that mean that the first place winner gets a dot as well?
Well, we've confirmed that. We sent that out to the North Pole.
Oh, okay. So Santa is sending a dot.
Yeah, Santa's got that dot in the arsenal. He's ready to fire.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. So with that being said, let's shoot on over to the gallery, which is featured on PopTel.com. A lot of you may think, what is PopTel.com? Well, PopTel.com is a place where you can find out what's going on in the interactive audio world, from games to books to just news about these projects that are coming out. If you want to be in the know, go to poptail.com. And looks like we got a comment already.
We also have a weekly stream, Nick.
We do.
On poptail.com. We do. I don't know if you know the guy that hosts it. I don't.
One of our judges.
But I think what we're going to do, actually, next week, me and Nick talked about this. Might as well toss this out. Next week on PopTail Weekly, we're going to stream the first, second, and third place winners.
Yep, we're going to do that and give them just a little bit extra publicity for the great projects.
So that's your best prize ever, is that you get featured on Poptail Weekly. I mean, the money's cool, you know, the dot's cool, Fabella's great, but Poptail Weekly, that's like the...
And to have Liam play your games.
So
looking at the gallery right now, I just want to let everybody know that the first project is Detective Roger Blaze. That was a demo project that I created based off of a comic book that my grandfather had created. So, but that is ineligible for any prizes or anything like that.
I just want to say that I went through that, and those illustrations were really cool. It was really amazing.
I know. I can't believe it. Like,
I love that it's an old thing from 1949. And you essentially digitized it and modernized it for, that a term? Modernized?
Yeah. Modernized, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, I love all the wording that he uses in that one.
Yes.
Like, oh, that guy must have a big bankroll. Like what is that? Like, I don't understand that. Like, what is that? Like, hey, Dame, let's go out for dinner. You know,
it just shows you how words have changed too. I mean, that's amazing in and of itself. Like, for those that can't see the pictures, like just how language has evolved in almost 80 years.
I've got the original artwork. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it, but I have the original artwork, and I would like to do something nice. Maybe put it in like a nice flip book that has plastic sleeves. But the problem.
So, how did you digitize the original? Did you just scan it, or
honestly, I took a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was the best that I could do, because they're even built like the actual artwork is built on like oddly shaped like scrapbook pages. They're
gotcha.
13 inches by 14 inches or something. They're just
it'd be really hard to scan that in. So, yeah,
yeah. But the other one. And that is ineligible is the one that was done by Henry Lawrence, and that is the Elysian Fields. So that one is ineligible for any prizes today as well, because that was a pet project that was done in the studio. And the reason why we wanted to put a couple pet projects up there was to show people like, hey, look, this is what you can build with these, and this is why you should build with Fabella.
Right.
These are lights done without a time constraint of a couple weeks. Like, this is something that can be done and...
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So
we do have a question. Am I able to get links to the skills and games and stuff on the website?
Yes. So the top three finishers will be featured or will be published to the Amazon Alexa Skill Store and the Google Action Store. In addition to that, if you want to, the only thing you have to do, and we'll start with Pet Tells to keep the ball rolling here, is just click on View This Entry. You can share it, and you can also play it within your browser.
Correct. That's the cool thing, is all these are playable within a browser. So just visit the gallery, click on the view this project or the game that you want to play, and play it.
So let's get to crowning a champion here, the first ever Fabella Game Jam. First up, 27 upvotes, 0 down. Will and Liam Rungholt. This is an interactive story through the eyes of three pets.
Other Liam, by the way.
Yeah, other Liam.
We have to specify that.
Not the judge.
It's going to get really confusing in a minute.
by myself and my son Liam, 8 years old. We worked on this together. I made it in Fabella, and my son drew the pictures of the game. So the artwork is very, very, very cool. So with that being said, what did... Liam, what did you give this project?
So I really enjoyed this project. I thought it was really cool. Obviously, so full disclosure for those that are tuned in that don't know me, I am totally blind. So anything with images, I cannot really comment on because can't see pictures. So we've kind of factored that in. I won't take points off for image related stuff or whatever. So I judge slightly differently than others do. But I really enjoyed this. I thought there were a lot of really cool. I love that all the characters are part of a sort of universe. You can choose a character, go through the story. I thought it was really neat. I would like to see it built out a little bit more. So without spoiling anything at the end, it's kind of an abrupt ending. But, you know, obviously it's a jam game. I think this could really be cool if done, if it had sound effects and other things. That was one thing that I was missing. Obviously, the pictures are cool, and big ups to Liam for apparently being an awesome illustrator. So keep that work up, man. Work on that, you know. Maybe you've got, drawing in your future. So hone that skill. So I gave it a 4.
Awesome. Perfect. And then, Emily, let me go ahead and kick this over to you.
Sure.
What do you give?
I actually gave this a 4 as well. And I loved the images. They were really, really awesome. So great job, Liam.
Yeah, there are
Other Liam, sorry.
Other, yeah.
And what were you going to say, Emily, to finish up?
I really liked the variety of characters. I like how you played around with everything. I like how they were all interconnected and they all kind of intersected at the end, which was really cool. And I liked how you had a variety of voices too, to demonstrate the different characters.
Cool. That's awesome. Okay, Hunter, last up, last but not least, what do you think?
Yeah, so I really liked it. All the different voices, the really unique artwork behind it, especially, you know, Liam being 8 years old, and with the story, it was very interesting. Yeah, it was abrupt at the end, but I thought it was really cool, and there's a lot of potential behind it. So, but I gave this a 3.5, so I guess I'll be the Simon Cowell of the Bella Game Jam this year.
The Simon Cowell of the Game Jam.
Yeah.
So overall, Pet Tells now has an 11.5, which isn't bad at all. It's a very good score. And currently they're in first place. So let's go over to Son of a Dog. So Son of a Dog is actually done by a teacher in Sweden. His name is Stefan Lindquist. And product description here is, at first you just want to get out. As mystery unfolds, the locked door might be what keeps you safe. So what did you think, Hunter? Let me bounce back to you. What did you think about Son of a Dog?
Yeah, so I thought the sensory detail was really great, how pretty much the audio tried to put yourself in that character's spot. The voices were very unique. The storyline was detailed. But there wasn't a whole lot of interactive options that I thought could have been implemented a little bit better, but I still gave it a 4.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Liam, you're up. Son of a Dog.
Man, I'm going to be the Simon Cowell today, aren't I?
I think the Cowell has changed.
Yeah, I think Cowell has gone to me. So listen, I really like the concept. You know, I think it's a really, really cool concept, but I think it's a concept that would be better suited for a book than in like something done in Fabella. There's a lot of audio. I found that there was just a lot of listening to a narrator making a couple of choices and always arriving at the same endpoint, which is not a bad thing. But to me, there was no interactivity there. I can't speak for any sort of imagery. So if there was, then I might be missing something. But there's no sound design there. It's just listening to, it's like reading an audiobook, which I love audiobooks, but I don't feel like it took advantage of what could be offered. I had to give it a 1.5.
Whoa. Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
To each their own.
Please don't take it personally.
Okay, Emily, bouncing over to you.
I actually had kind of similar comments to Liam. It's a very cool concept, and I was a lot more intrigued towards the end of it. I think the introduction in particular was very long, and without like music or sound effects, I almost started tuning it out after a while, ooh, just because it was just the voice for so long.
Yeah.
I really liked the storyline, and I gave it a 3.5.
Cool. 3.5. Okay, so that means that we have a 9 for Son of the Dog. Son of a Dog. And now we're going to move on to bringing in I want to bring in Will and Liam. Will and Liam, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
Liam, those illustrations are awesome, man. I mean, my favorite one is the one, it's Tough Stuff, right? Tough Stuff. And mm-hmm. you've got like squirrel, and there's a squirrel in the background, and he's yelling at the squirrel. That's my favorite, hands down. But so real quick, my question to you, and then I'll open it up to questions to Liam, Emily, and Hunter. What was your thought process in creating it? Like what was your idea? What sparked the idea for you to bring something like this to life?
Well, we just wanted to do something together. You know, I'm always doing my own thing. And I know Liam likes to draw Liam R., my son, likes to draw. He's always also creating stories, his own shows. He calls them, or movies. He's made a few movies and stuff like that. We haven't ever done it together. So this was like a perfect opportunity to do something together.
Wow. I think it's really cool, man. And, you know, it just shows that even though your team was in the same house as you, one of the beauties of Fabella is the fact that you can use team collaboration in order to have people working on the same project all across the globe. So that's awesome. So whenever Liam grows up and goes to college as a art or film major at NYU, you guys can still work on projects locally. So there you go, or over the net. So Liam, what do you get any questions for the other Liam?
This is so confusing. Which Liam are you asking? I'm assuming me. Big I don't Liam, really have any questions. I just want to say I think it's really cool. Did Liam, did you do the writing as well?
He helped. Yeah, he did. Okay. So we worked it out together. I wrote it all down in a book. And I was like, what are we doing next? He gave some ideas, and I threw some back at him, and we worked it all out, story by story.
So I guess the really important question is, did you have fun?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. It's a really fun game, and I think you should be very proud. I hope you share it with all your friends.
And Emily, any thoughts? Yeah.
I just want to say I had a pug growing up, so I loved Puggy Wuggy. what was your inspiration for the characters?
I think these are just Liam's Liam R. Favorite characters or favorite pets. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean,
do you have pets? If so, what pets do you have?
Go ahead.
We got two cats. We have a fish. We have a hamster, and we have a dog.
Nice. And you take care of all of them, right?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Well, I just want to say, great job! Congratulations, and I'm looking forward to seeing future work from you.
I guess that leads me for next. Well, yep. Awesome illustrations. I showed my wife because she's an art teacher and she loved them. And I want to know what's next for Will and Liam.
Who knows? Maybe we might make another story together or expand on this one.
Yeah, for sure.
What happens after the winter, you know? Who knows?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Let me ask you this. Final question, final thought. What did you think of the software overall? Now, your score is already given, so you don't have to kiss the judges' butts or even mine. But overall, what did you think of the experience? Was there anything that you're like, man, I don't know if this is cool, or is there things that you know really stuck out to you? You're like, this is awesome the way they were able to do this. What's your opinion?
So I've used pretty much every visual editor out there. And This one was great for this type of venue, so interactive storytelling. I, for the most part, I enjoyed the whole thing. The one thing that bothered me is like if I wanted to create a new widget, I would have to right click and then go to the menu. It'd be cool if you could just click on the arrow, the next arrow, and that would pop out the menu to be able to get to.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah. So that was my one take. I also thought it was the media section. I didn't know what that was until I kind of figured it out. I thought it was where you could store pictures on there, but it's not for that.
Yeah, well, we're actually, it's a good thing you brought that up. We're actually, because it's still in an open beta, we are limiting it to only audio files, but we are going to be opening that up to also visual files as well. So that, yeah, that it's, cool. This is going to be a one-stop shop where you're going to be able to create, develop, and also distribute your content. So it's going to be good. And not just only to smart speakers, but the web and also mobile apps. So
yeah, the web and mobile app was a game changer. No one else, I don't think anyone else, maybe they do, but I haven't experienced anything else like that. So
very cool. There. Awesome. Thanks. Okay. So we're going to bounce Will and Liam out. We're going to do another two reviews and then we'll bring in Kevin and from the great state of PA. And if you don't know your state abbreviations, you are out. You're out of luck. Okay, cool. Let me switch the screen over. Okay, perfect. And let's get on with the show. So the next one that we have for viewing is Hit and Run Chapter 1. What did you guys think of Hit and Run Chapter 1? And let's start with Emily first this time.
Sure. I really, really enjoyed this one. I think it's a hard-hitting subject, but mm-hmm. They approached it really well. I liked how like the music and the sound effects and the voices combined well together. Mm-hmm. I think it was a really effective use of all of the effects together. And it was very descriptive. And I really just wanted more at the end, which I think is great out of a story. I think it's very replayable. And I think it's great for expansion. So it kept me engrossed like throughout the whole storyline. So I gave this 1 of 5.
Awesome. That's great. And now let's go over to, and let me update the scorecard here. Liam, what did you think?
So I am with Emily on this one. I really love this one. This made really good use of sound and music. This kind of felt like it came out of Wonderworld itself, with the way that when there was something going on, there was a sound for it. And it brought you into the story. I felt very engrossed. Like Emily said, it's a really rough subject, but it was done very well. I like the use of skill points, and I'm assuming that depending on what the choices you made, it would change choices down the line. And I really like that versus just having a flat story. This was one of those that I would love to see more of. I'd love to see them expand on this. I also give it 5.
Whoa. Okay, cool. 2 5s. And Hunter, last but not least, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with the rest of the judges. This one was really well made. Picking between 3 different character points right from the get-go had me engrossed as to like what I was going to experience. And at one point, I believe I heard background music, then telling me where I was like walking. I heard like taxi noises and then suddenly a basketball bouncing all at one time. and all of the sound effects were measured perfectly such that one wouldn't be too loud to take away from the other. And I think that alone is, that takes a lot of skill and patience to be able to mess with that. I just thought it was a really, really good audio interaction. So I gave this one a 4.5.
Yeah, Colin and them did a really, really good job on that. And I'm going to bounce back over there in a sec. But we are looking at a 14.5, which puts that one in the first place slot. So that's amazing. And I think it's amazing that all of you were on the same page with this. You know, spread. I mean, you know, Hunter's from Ohio, Emily's in Maryland, Liam's in Illinois. And you guys all kind of came up with the same consensus of, wow, that's cool. So really excited about that. So, yes, here's Hit and Run Chapter 1. It was done by Colin and Candace. And I would definitely highly recommend you checking it out. It is a good one. 60 upvotes, 0 no votes. Heading back over to Magical Day, which is Kevin Evans and Cole, his dog, his assistant developer. He's more there for moral support, but he did help with some story development. So what did you all think of Magical Day? Liam, go ahead.
So I really like this one. This is actually the first one I played. I actually kind of played them out of order at first, and I really like that there are sounds. I like that there are like the inclusions of things for snapping your fingers and turning off the alarm and the alarm itself. And there's a lot going on. I like that there's a good story. I like that there are choices. I was pretty happy with it. It's one of those where I'd love to see a little more done. It's hard. Like I said earlier, it's a jam. You only have so much time for a jam. Obviously, when you do a jam, you have to prioritize. So I give this one a 4.5.
Really? Okay. 4.5. And let's go ahead and shift over to Emily.
Sure.
Emily, what did you think?
I really liked this concept, and I think it's very unique. And I really liked the voice and the sound effects combined. I do wish there was a little bit more in terms of the sound effects being a little bit more evenly spread out. And I think there's more that could be played around with here. But I really liked it, and I gave this one a 3.5.
3.5. Okay, cool. And then Hunter, Magical Day. What do you think?
So it was interesting from the start. I took the alarm clock option, and just all of the sound effects, the storyline was really interesting. My only downside, I thought that going from the alarm clock and then straight into what I had for breakfast, had I not been able to read the choices of what's next, then I wouldn't have known where to go on next. And I think, just some kind of something telling me what I need to speak in order for me to know like what the next event's going to be, that would have helped out. So I'm going to put this one at 3.5.
3.5. Okay, cool. So now with that being said, we have 2 3.5s. That is 7. And then a 4.5 will bring us up to an 11.5. Oh, man. And the battle for second place heats up. Okay, cool. So with that being said, we've done our 4. I'm going to bring in Kevin right now. I want to bring in Kevin so he can talk a little bit about his skill in the Fabella Creator software. So, Kevin, how's it going?
Hey, good over here. Good over here. It was a really good experience. I enjoyed it. Cole would like to be here, but he had a procedure done. So We'll pick him up in a few days. So he's still giving me support though. So
nice. You'll have to send us a picture of Cole. I'm excited to see what he looks like. So with that being said, what was your inspiration for A Magical Day? Where did you? Was this something you always wanted to do, or did the idea just come to you? What was your thought process there?
So actually, I kind of grew up with Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, the Marvel movies, and all that stuff. As you can see here, I have some inspiration behind me there too. Mm-hmm. And so I was always interested in that kind of fantastical powers type of situation or whatever. And I've never really seen myself as a creative person, more of a, you tell me what to do and I will do it. Mm-hmm. But this really gave me the opportunity to sit down and just let it out, you know, and it was super simple to do. Really, really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. That's great. Now, Liam, do you have any questions for Kevin?
Not really. I do. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's more the comments of I thought it was really cool. I think it's neat. I like the idea of, hey, you know, here's magic and sort of the everyday world. Obviously, I mean, you know, you have technology, you have an alarm clock, you are cooking. And I like that. I thought it was kind of cool. I just thought it was unique. What kind of dog is Cole?
So Cole is a silver lab.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was. It's what my wife wanted, so that's what we went with. But a great, great family dog. Does super well with the kids and everything too. Cole is a silver lab.
Nice, that's cool. Emily,
great job. I really enjoyed it. I was wondering how you got into voice and voice tech.
Okay, that is an amazing question. I actually got into the voice community through Will Ronghold. I'm actually, if it's okay, I'll just plug Will's thing real quick. I actually wrote all of my notes for my story on his notebook, the Tales of Old there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nice. Yeah, so he actually, I was watching one of his streams, and he said, hey, heads up, there's this, you know, opportunity that you can use this cool tool to really stretch your creative muscles. And I stumbled a little bit. I was like, that's not me. That's not something I'm good at. But I mean, this tool, this platform is just, I explained this to my wife, simple and robust. And that's the best way I can explain it. It's just simple yet super robust. So,
awesome.
But I got in through Will, and I've done some Alexa dabbling in the past, and I think I'm hooked now. So it was looking forward to really fleshing things out.
So do you think we'll see some updates to this game? That's the big question.
That was my question.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
great minds think alike.
Sorry, that's Simon.
Right. So yes, absolutely. When I sat down to do this, this is what I actually submitted is maybe the 10th iteration of it. Originally, it was kind of a game with some variables in there and some mana points type of things, some of that. And then I scrapped it and went the story route. I sat at 37 minutes long. And this is a testament to the Fabella platform is I had so many choices. So many pieces, parts, up, left, down, right. It just looked like spaghetti. And not even regular spaghetti, but like the angel hair spaghetti, the super thin kind. And it just, it was so simple to see all my choices, where this decision went, where that one went, how it looped around. Some decisions, as you probably know, kind of end up in the same area. So even though it gave the illusion of choice, it all came back to the same spot in certain places. So yeah, I'm looking forward to really sitting down with Fabella again and just really hashing it out, really, awesome. Really making it what it needs to be. I've got the itch.
Nice.
Great.
Nice. Hunter, bouncing it over to you real quick. I know Liam stole your thunder.
But all right. Yeah. Since Liam stole my question, I got one more. Since you're in PA, do you do the PA like left turn before like that traffic starts going, you know what I'm talking about?
I think it's just an instinct that, you know, you're born with that ability or whatever. So
I'm from Columbus, and when my wife and I went to Pittsburgh for a weekend, we're like, wait, did that car just make a left turn right when the light changed? So turns out Ohio's missing out on something.
You have to swerve to miss the potholes too, so
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, Kevin, we're going to bounce you out here. Stay back behind stage, especially with Liam and Will as well, because we'll have a guest on at the end and have a little bit of a round table and discuss who won. So, Kevin, I'm going to go ahead and bounce you out. And now let's get back to the scores. All right. So last three, shaping up to be some good ones here. And speaking of shaping up, this is shaping. Who haven't I called on first yet? Hunter, what do you think about shaping?
I thought it was a unique start. I did like the voice actor. Though when trying to, the pronunciation of the voice actor pronounced shaping differently, and maybe that was just the Irish accent. So when I first attempted it to say like the Irish accent, but I don't think voice is there yet for that. Mm-hmm. But I had some invocation phrases that struggled to work a little bit. Yep. So I'm going to put this one at a 2.5.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're the judge. Whatever you say goes. All right. Liam, bouncing over to you. What did you think of shaping?
So I really liked this one for the most part. I thought it was clever. I like the humor. I'm always into this kind of humor. This is like my kind of humor. I like that oddball sense of humor. I did by clicking, and so I didn't have invocation problems. But I mean, I can understand where that would be a thing. The battle is cool, but it was like a really strange rock, paper, scissors that I didn't quite understand. Mm. And I don't know, by a rule, I hate rock, paper, scissors because it's pure chance. But I do like the use of the RNG. I do like the use of the fact that, like, if I choose one thing, something else is going to be chosen. Obviously there's some, conditional logic in here somewhere. So I thought that was cool. I like the use of sounds. I like that it is not just text to speech. I like that somebody took the time to record voices. I gave this one a 3.
Okay.
But I'd love to see more. This is one of those where, I mean, it's like I said, a 3 with a caveat. I'd love to see more done.
Sweet. And then Emily, firing it over to you for your final thoughts on shaping.
Yeah, so I thought this was a very unique concept as well. I thought the music and sound effects were really good. And I liked that the voice was recorded. And I also liked how this looped, so you could kind of choose the different options, so you didn't have to like go all the way to the beginning and then restart for some of them. Yeah. It isn't the most replayable, but I feel like it can be expanded, and I would like to see more done with it. Cool. So I gave this 3.5.
Okay, cool. So 3.5, 3, that's 7, 9. And if my Southwestern Pennsylvania public education is off, please correct me. Kevin knows what I'm talking about. Okay, cool. So time to go home. Let's go down to this one and view this entry. Time to Go Home was done by Johan Rosenberg, and it's a short audio game about a bilingual family, English and Finnish, taking their grandfather, the player, on a car trip inspired by real events, and was developed part of this game jam. So, with that being said, Hunter, what did you think?
Yeah, it was interesting picking it, like just trying to pick a number and trying to find like where – like what number I was trying to go for. Though I thought it was kind of repetitive to go 1 through 500. Cause I found myself saying like 146, 147, 148. Mm-hmm. But I think there's definitely some potential behind it, and I'd like to see it expanded a little bit more. So I put that at a 3.
Okay. Very cool. Emily, what about you?
I kind of had the same thoughts. I really liked the number guessing game. It was a bit broad, but it wasn't too bad to narrow it down. And I liked how the dual languages, I thought that was really interesting.
Nice.
And I think more could be added to this. So I gave this a 3.
Okay. And Liam, to finish
so
up.
So I like this one. The problem that I had was after about, once I got to the second guess a number thing, I was like, oh, okay. But I do like that, first of all, someone's taken Fabella and has done a guess the number game in it. You know, and I like that, again, this part of the jam is to show off what Fabella can do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it did it well. I not only do I like that you could guess the number, I like that you could think of one and then the computer would try to guess it. So I like that there was work done there. I didn't feel like the multilingual thing fit. Now, I don't know if there were some visuals where as the person that speaks Finnish was speaking that you could see what they were saying in English. So subtitles would have been cool or something. But again, like I said, I don't have vision, so I may have missed a piece of the puzzle. This was cool. Is a tech demo. I thought it was kind of neat. I didn't take much of it from a story perspective. I gave it a 2.5.
Okay, 2.5. All right. So with that being said, we have a 3, a 3, and a 2.5. That gives us an 8.5 total. And then before we move on to the last one, which is Hey Sabine, I want to show a video by the author of Shaping and what he had to say about Fabella. So let me go ahead and share my screen. And let's do that. Share screen. Okay. All right. And let's see what Benjamin had to say.
Hello. Hey, Wonderbird, Nick, and everyone. Lovely to see you. I'm Ben McCulloch of Conch.design. I just wanted to say thanks so much for putting on this game jam. It's completely awesome. As soon as I discovered that there was a voice game jam, I was in. This is exactly what I want to be doing. It's what I love. You know, I've worked on games in the sound team in the past, and what I've realized with voice games is potentially I can do everything. I can do the voice, I can do the sound design, I can do the music, I can do the conversational flows because I am a conversation designer, I can do all the logic, and it's like, you know, I'm a kid in the sweet shop and you're the ones who are providing the sweets. So thank you so much. It's completely awesome. What I loved about Fabella was that, you know, I'm not a coder and instantly I was creating logic to make the game work. This works really well. I found that so intuitive and I was getting results very quickly. So well done for that. I loved it. I found that I could easily include my audio where I wanted to. You know, I made all of the sound design and music and voice and everything you hear in the game. That was all made in the week I spent on the jam. I had a little bit of trouble linking up sound files so that it played in sequence. And I tweeted about it. And then I noticed that in your documentation, you already had advice on how to do that. Perhaps I'd missed that while I was doing the jam. It's possible. Or perhaps you reacted so quickly that you already added it to the documentation as soon as I'd tweeted about it. Whatever happened, either way, that's great. And now I know how to do it and how to fix that. So that's absolutely perfect. You know, it's a game. My first iteration is nowhere near as interactive as I would like. It's essentially only the battle that's interactive. That's not my intention. I just ran out of time. But with games, it's all about iteration, you know, build it up, then polish, 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 test, 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 polish, polish, polish. So I've really just started to build it. And making it in Fabella, making Shaping in Fabella was so much fun and so easy to do. And I'm in. I love this. I love what you're doing. And I want to keep using the tool. It's brilliant. So thanks. And good luck to all the games. I check them out. There's some great stuff there. So may the best games win. Have a good day. Bye.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a really good thing. So I will remove that. I'll stop sharing and then bring up the scorecard again. Yeah, Ben couldn't make it. We were trying to get him on, but he said he couldn't make it. So went ahead and got him to send us a video. So it's good to have testimonials like that.
Oh, for sure. And like I said, I like what he did. And he nailed it, which is, listen, everything is an iteration. You start with, simple and you build. You start with a prototype, you build. And so with a jam, obviously, you're not seeing a fully fleshed out game. Everyone works at their own speed. But I like how enthusiastic he is about it. And I'd love to see him continue. I'd like to see everyone continue. I think that's the cool thing about this is I think there are so many things that could be done. And I'd love to see people keep using the tool. And don't just stop because the jam's over. Keep going.
Yep. Yeah, and I think like for 2 weeks, these are all incredible. Mm-hmm. They're really, really amazing what everyone's done.
Yeah, they did really well. So with that being said, we have one last one to take a look at. It's Hey Sabine, the adventure continues. Now, what's interesting about this, and this was a solo project by Steve Robinson. What's interesting about this Hey Sabine is essentially it's designed for English as a second language people. And if you're starting to see those sort of connections of how people can use this software, then, it's phenomenal. So if you are someone who maybe a little rough around the edges with their English, you could definitely go ahead and check this out and try it and see if you can polish up some of your skills. But with that being said, let's go ahead and give it a quick review. Emily, what did you think?
Sure. I thought this was great. I think the pacing was very good. And I loved the music. It was very upbeat and the sound effects were really good too. And I think there's a lot of replayability with this and a lot of room to grow and expand it. I think there was one part towards the end that there were too many sounds and it kind of drowned out the voice, but it was just that one little section. And I also like how they marketed the book too, that went along with it. And I think that was really cool.
Yeah. You got to slide it in there. You got to make it really fly.
Exactly. Yeah. And I like how the dice are involved. So it kind of creates more excitement. And so I gave this one a 4.5.
4.5. Okay, cool. And Liam, what did you think?
So I like this as well. I was cool that I liked that it was, one of the cool things about doing interactive audio and really, I mean, let's just say doing anything is finding a use case for that thing that you're doing. And so I like that, he did something that was different. It was obviously something that there may be, a need for. Obviously, there are people that are ASL or ESL, sorry. That's ASL. I don't know how you do that via audio, but actually, that would be really neat, too. There's an idea for somebody. Teach sign language via audio. Actually, I think that's cool. But so for people that are ESL, there is a need for that. It was something that I found harder to get into because I speak English, I think, okay. But I do like the idea. I could have gone either way, but I do like the work that was put in. And this is something I really do think should continue. I give it a 3.
3? All right, cool. And then Hunter, finishing up.
Yeah, I thought this was a very unique way to learn a new language. And I like that there were different difficulties between like easy, medium, or was it moderate and expert or advanced? And with all the different ways and rolling the dice and how you can learn English, I thought that was really unique. It took me a little bit to kind of get it going, but then I started understanding a little bit more. So I think that this should definitely continue because there's a lot of potential with this one as well. But I give this one a 3.
3? All right, cool. So with that being said, we have ourselves
Also, very quick, sorry, Nick. Big thanks to Tyler, who just super chatted on my channel. Sorry that super chats aren't read out. We are on a different platform. But thank you, Tyler. I just want to acknowledge that because that's a super chat. So thank you so much.
Hey, no problem, Liam. It's all good. So with that being said, hey, Sabine, the adventure begins. Got a 10.5. So that would put them in the fourth place slot. The first place slot is Hit and Run Chapter 1. So they are the 2021 Fabella Game Jam champion. And then Pet Tales and Magical Day are both tied at 11.5, which we know what the tiebreaker is. It is the votes on the website. And if the votes on the website are still broke or did not break the tie, then it gets kicked over to me. But I feel confident that it'll be broken. So Magical Day had 81. And Pet Tales had 26. So the second place winner is Magical Day. And third is Pet Tales. So very exciting between second and third. First place, they won convincingly. So
wow. And yeah, and I mean, but all the games are really good, you know?
Yeah. They were all really cool.
So here's what I want to do real quick. We have about 10 minutes with the special guest. His name is Peter Zetterberg. I'm going to bring him in along with everybody else, and we're going to have a big old chat, and I'm going to let Peter introduce himself. Good morning, Peter. How's it going?
Hey, how are you guys? Can everyone hear me okay?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hear you great.
Good. I've been watching. So first off, thanks to the jury. Great to hear your feedback. There was no Simon Cowell going on. and also to all the participants and candidates, it's fantastic to see. And I get goosebumps when I hear, and I'm sure the team does as well, who's working on Fabella, when they hear your words around it, how easy it is to use and so on. And I do agree with that little tiny pasta or spaghetti. It gets a lot of, when you do complex things, it's all over the place. And you try to just move some things to make them look slightly better for the eye. But anyway, great competition and great event. Thank you for pulling this off, Nick.
No problem, Peter. It was my pleasure, and it's awesome to be able to hang out with not only the developers of some great projects, but with some great judges as well.
Yep.
Hunter, Emily, and Liam, you guys are great. Kevin and Will and Liam, small Liam, you guys are awesome as well too. So we have our first, second, and third place finishers, which is great. And we'll be making sure to start to initiate the payments and also the prizes at the start of the next business week. But with that being said, what do we got for the judges? Well, what do you guys want? You got a choice, A or B. You can get an Echo Auto or an Echo Dot. Now, these make excellent Christmas gifts.
Does anyone find the irony in the fact that I'm being offered an Echo Auto? just asking. I mean,
hey, you might have somebody that's on your list.
He said gift.
You know, I actually, Mythbusters gave me, because they were doing a whole getting rid of all their stock. They actually gave me a Mythbusters that said, or a bumper sticker that said, I drove with the Mythbusters. And I'm like, I actually tweeted them. I'm like, you guys realize the irony, right? And they're like, no. I'm like, that's amazing. I'd love a dot. I'm all in on a dot.
Okay, cool. Emily, what do you want?
I'll take the auto.
Okay, cool. And Hunter?
I will take the auto as well. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, very kind of you.
Yeah, no problem. And we'll I'm just gonna make a note here, and I will have those out in the mail on Monday. I'm gonna go to the post office with a bunch of packages. I love it. It reminds me of the tales of old, Christmases of old. I'm carrying stuff. So, Peter, is there anything else you'd want to say to the to the
thank you. I think we have 5 more minutes. I'm not going to keep it that long, but just to give a little bit of perspective, I started working on Wonderword back in 2012, where I took the text adventure Zork and did a very simple prototype where you could play Zork using speech and you heard the descriptions of the locations and the scenes through awful, by then, now standards, speech synthesis. And I was driving around in my car playing it. I tried to play it at home, and I was just blown away how fun it was without even the sound effects or even good speech synthesis back then. Or at least I could project forward and see where this could go. So I started in 2012 and presented it to friends. I'm from the games industry. I haven't done anything else in my whole adult life. Pretty much had a game studio started when I was 22, so I don't know anything else. I'd be worthless in any other area. And when I presented this to friends in the industry, they said, you should protect this. This is really unique. And there's nothing really unique with speech to text or text to speech. But this was before Siri, or just around the time Siri came out, before Alexa or Echo. So it was still kind of a new, somewhat of a new take, at least for mainstream. So I started a patent application, and it took 5 years to get that approved. So between 2012 and 17, I was working on this from time to time while working with a law firm that kind of took care of the application. And it was a lot of fine-tuning. There were several patents where the system couldn't secure rights because of big companies such as Microsoft, IBM, Intel, and others kind of had their patents in these two kind of TTS and STT, as it's called, areas. But you combine them and put the patent in a storytelling wrapping. It actually, we got the patent. It was just me back then selling everything I had to keep going and pay for the lawyer bills. And then with the patent being secured and approved, I got in touch with my co-founder, Thomas, who's now the chairman of the company. And I had just showed it for fun because I didn't really know what to do with it. He said, this could be something. We should set up a company and set up a studio. And it's really much thanks to him. We kind of took it the way where we are today. And it's incredibly humbling and genuinely mean so to see you enjoy it, swear over the spaghetti sometimes. We'll figure that out one day, maybe an auto cleanup. But it's just humbling to see that people and you find it fun to work with and that you are so creative. I know for sure that I only had this idea. Little did I know, I see all other concepts coming in, like education, language learning. There's so many applications for this outside of just good old storytelling and adventure games. So thank you so much for enjoying it and for participating in the journey of Wonderword and Poptail and Fabella.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Peter. And thank you to the contestants that showed up today, and also Benjamin for making that video. And thanks again to the judges. And with that being said, this concludes the 2020 Fabella Game Jam. We will be back next year. And hopefully everybody else will be as well. So with that being said, thank you very much and have a great day.